Welcome, welcome. Oh, do have a seat. I apologize for the rather Spartan accommodations. I wish I could offer you something to drink, but I'm afraid my hands are tied. I don't suppose I could convince you to take these manacles off. No? Well, I had to ask. You humans don't really get the concept of hospitality, do you? I come to say hello, and is all. Who are you? What are you doing here? Off to jail with you. We elves don't often leave our forests, and now I'm beginning to see why. Maybe coming here was a mistake, after all. You are not exactly a welcoming bunch. It's probably being around all that stone all day that makes you so grumpy. Oh. More questions, is it? I don't see why I should answer them. To be honest, I don't know if you can be trusted. How about this? If you do one little thing for me, I'll tell you all about where I came from. It's something very small, I promise. I want you to let me read your poem. Don't laugh. I'm not going to read your future or anything. It just allows me to get a read on people, find out if they're a good person, trustworthy, that kind of thing. Come on, just give me your hand. What harm could I possibly do to you? Good. Well, thank you for trusting me. Oh my, your hands are frigid. I suppose mine must feel really warm to you then. It feels nice, doesn't it? When I hold your hand, like this. My touch is so warm, so soft. You're not ticklish, I hope. I'm going to put a finger on your palm now. Don't be startled. There. See? This isn't so bad, is it? Do you feel it resting lightly on your hand? It tingles? I'm sure you must be imagining that. Just relax. Watch my fingertip. It's a pretty finger, isn't it? So long and delicate. Do you see the way the light dances on my fingernail? Fascinating, isn't it? I can already tell this is going to work just fine. Concentrate on my fingertip. Follow it as I move it around. Feel it lightly tracing your skin. Ah, that explains it. Come, look a little closer. See these little creases? Right here? That tells me you are a naturally suspicious person. It totally does. And look here. Follow my finger as it slowly glides down the lines on your hand. Down, down, down. Watch carefully. See this little curved line right here? This tells me that you're someone who can find it difficult to relax. It's important, though, to be able to relax. You are doing very well now. Follow my finger down, down the lines on your palm, further and further down, 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 down. That's it. Relax. Very good. You're all right. I will tell you about where I came from then. About our magical elven forest. Well, for starters, the trees are nothing like here. Your trees are so tiny compared to ours. Where I'm from, the trees are enormous. They completely block out the sun. All that grows on the forest floor are ferns and moss. It's really quite beautiful, though, some places more than others. There is this lovely little trail that I like to walk along a river. It's very relaxing. It really helps me clear my mind. I love walking along that river and really letting go of my thoughts. Just listening to the soft gurgling of the water, enjoying the feeling of the soft moss underneath my bare feet. It's wonderful to let go like that, to not have to think for a while, to just listen, to let the sound guide you, to just follow along. It makes you feel so very peaceful. And you can keep following the river as it flows down, down, down. Eventually, it brings you to a grassy clearing. I love that place. It's one of the few places where you can see the sky, enjoy the sun. I love lying in the soft grass there, listening to the sound of the water, to just rest there and gaze at the clouds drifting by. I'm sure you would love it too. Think about how relaxing it would be to lie there, watching the sky, with nothing to do, without a single care in the world. Perhaps we could go there together one day. Close your eyes and imagine it. That's it. Imagine the two of us lying side by side in that clearing together. We are holding hands, you and I. My thumb is tracing lazy little circles on the back of your hand. It feels so wonderful, so soothing. My other hand is stroking your hair, just gently petting it, letting you know that you are safe, that everything is perfectly all right. And you are just lying there, gazing up at the clouds, enjoying the warm glow of the sun in my presence. It feels so right, so blissful. You're not thinking about anything in particular. You're just letting your thoughts drift with the clouds. They are drifting in and out of your head as the clouds drift by. You don't pay them any mind. You feel heavy and drowsy and so very good. And then I would sing you a soft little lullaby. And you would just go to sleep, take a little nap with me lying beside you. I'm holding you now. You can feel my arm around your chest, supporting you, guiding you down. Listen to my voice, my lovely, melodious voice, softly lulling you to sleep. Let yourself drift off. You are drifting off. Just drifting off next to me, slowly falling asleep. And then, when you are a sleepy, dreamy puddle of relaxation, I would start to whisper sweet nothings in your ear. You wouldn't be paying any conscious attention to them. My whispers would just slip directly into your mind. And you welcome them in Because you trust me. Because I know what's best for you. And because it feels so very good. So very good to just lie there and sleep and listen to sleep and let my words wash over you. It feels so very good to let my words fill your mind. Just go to sleep, listen, and sleep. Sleep. It feels so good to listen to me. You want to listen to me. You want to let me guide you. And wide awake. Wakey, wakey. You fell asleep on me. Was my story that boring? I suppose you really do have to experience it yourself to properly appreciate it. Now, take these shackles off. Why? Oh my, you really are precious. Because I want to show you the place I was talking about. I know a little illusion magic, enough to show you. Only, you'd have to take these manacles off. The iron in them, it interferes with my magic. So, I want you to take them off. That would be all right, wouldn't it? We trust each other now. There's no need for restraints among friends. Won't you please take them off? Take them off, please. Thank you. You have no idea how good it feels to be out of these things. I'm going to show you that clearing now. You do want to see it, don't you? I'd be happy to show it to you. But wouldn't that be nice? Making me happy? Mm-hmm. Put your hands flat on the table then. Palms up. Go on. Very good. I do like a man who can follow instructions. I'm going to place my hands on yours now. Just relax and go along with it. Do you feel my hands on yours? My fingertips on your wrists? They tingle? Don't worry about it. Everything is perfectly fine. Listen to my voice. I'd like you to look into my eyes now. Hey, 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 focus. Look at me. Look at me. Good. Look into my eyes. Focus. Focus on me. On my eyes. Focus on the little glimmers of light dancing in my pupils. That's it. You'll begin to see what I want you to see soon enough. Just look into my eyes. Just give it some time. Maybe you're not seeing it because you're still too tense. Relax. Keep your eyes on mine. Focus. Focus on me. On my eyes. On my voice. You'll begin to see something appear soon enough. Trust me. You just have to get into the right headspace. Relax. Let go. Look a little deeper into my eyes. Tune everything else out. My eyes are the only thing you see. My voice is the only thing you hear. Let go of everything else. keep sinking down into my eyes. Down, down, down. Give in to me. Submit to me. Obey. So stubborn. Trying to move, are you? Only, it doesn't seem to be going too well. How very strange. It's almost as if you were paralyzed. I have absolutely no idea what could be causing this. You really are quite willful for a male. It's amazing you're still able to put up any resistance at all. How exciting. Still, I'm glad I took some precautions. It wouldn't do to have you go snapping out of trance entirely now, would it? No, of course not. You don't want this feeling to stop. Stop fighting it, darling. You're only going to tire yourself out. Let me show you how far gone you already are. Focus on your body. Notice how heavy, droopy, and limp it feels. Bring your attention to the way my hands feel on yours. Do you feel them tingling, as if a tiny electrical current is flowing through them? Yes, that's my magic, flowing into you. Follow the feeling from your hands, down to your arms, all the way to your shoulders, up your neck, and up to the crown of your head. Every body part is so relaxed, so heavy, and everything is tingling with this gentle electric buzz. And the feeling doesn't stop there. Oh no. Go on. Keep exploring your body. Feel my magic flowing down your chest, your belly, your buttocks, your thighs, your legs, your feet. Everything feels so heavy. So tingly, so wonderful. Your entire body is positively singing with my magic. I don't even have to keep my hands on you anymore at this point. By now, I've pumped enough magic into you to control you for hours. Your entire body is mine right now. I am in control. Watch. Lift your right hand. Turn it over. Good boy. You see, your body belongs to me now. And your mind, well, we're getting there. You know, you really are particularly willful. Most people already want to serve me before I even open my mouth. It only takes a little touch, a few whispered words, and they submit. Then, a couple of minutes of hypnosis, and they are mine, body, mind, and soul. Not you, though. Oh, no. I know it happens from time to time. Some people are just too darn stubborn to realize how wonderful it feels to submit. Do you know how we deal with them in our society? At least the men. We milk the resistance right out of them. No one ever resists after a good milking. Just like you won't. Do you want to know a secret? No one has ever resisted me before. Hear person I get to milk. And I am so very excited. Sit nice and still for me now. I'm going to take your cock out. Although, it's not like you really have a choice in this. Already so nice and hard. It does make things easier. I don't know why, but the cock is almost impossible to control with magic. It's a good thing there are plenty of other ways of bringing that particular body part to heal. But I suppose you find me so beautiful that your own body betrays you already. Or maybe, deep down, you already realize that you want this. Maybe what actually excites you is the thought of being made to submit to me, the thought of being subjugated to my will. Was that a little shiver just now? It's exciting to have my delicate hand touch you there, isn't it? It's so warm, so smooth, so soft. It feels so nice to have my long, slender fingers hold your cock like this, doesn't it? It does. And it feels even better when I glide my hand up and down your shaft, up and down, up and down. Are you going to be a good boy for me? Yes, yes you are. I'm going to milk all that resistance out of you. You are going to spurt and submit. That sounds good, doesn't it? After all, this feels so fantastic. So right. You are going to become my slave, dear one. Life is going to be so simple. So good. Look at me. Look at me. Look into my eyes, darling. Look me in the eyes as I continue to stroke you. Up and down. Up and down. Doesn't that feel amazing? Becoming my slave. You feel good right now, don't you? And when you are my slave, you will get to feel this good all of the time. All you have to do is please me. And obey. That's right. It's simple. Easy. Look a little deeper into my eyes. Feel your mind sinking into them as your body sinks into pleasure. Your mind keeps sinking deeper and deeper as I stroke you up and down. Up and down. There is no escape. You can't escape my eyes. You can't escape my milking. And you don't want to. It feels so good. Up, down. Up and down. Good boy. I can tell you're starting to give in. There we go. Your mind is free-falling into my eyes as my hand keeps pumping your cock. My eyes are all you can see, all you can think about. With every stroke, you submit a little more to my will. Up and down, up and down. I'm going to make you come, darling. I'm going to make you spurt. All that willfulness and all that stubbornness right out of you. I'm going to leave your mind docile, compliant, and soft, ready for me to mold and reshape any way I see fit. You can't stop it. You don't want to stop it. It's what I want. It's what would make me happy. And you want to make me happy. You want to obey. Listen to my voice. You know this is true. You want to obey. Don't fight it. Listen. Listen and obey. Come. Do it. Come. 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 Do it now. Come. Oh, that's a good boy. And now, sleep. Listen and obey. You want to obey. Listen to my voice. You know this is true. You want to obey. Don't fight it. And wide awake. Hello there, General. You are going to order me released now. It's time I return to my forest. I'm all done here. Oh, will you miss me? Oh, don't worry, pet. I'll be visiting again soon enough. And when the time comes, you will know exactly what to do, won't you? When we come to bring guidance to your lands, you will know exactly what is expected of you. And you will do it, won't you? For me? I know you will, my pet. But for now, you have to wait. You have to pretend that you want other things than pleasing me. Oh, I know it's hard, pet. Perhaps I should make things a little easier for you. Look me in the eyes for a moment. I want you to visualize something for me. I'm blowing a soap bubble in your mind. See it grow larger and larger, all shiny and iridescent. I'm putting your desire to serve me inside, your desire to obey, to submit. I'm putting your true slave self in the bubble. Don't worry. It feels good to be in the bubble. In fact, whenever you need to get away from things, you can just let yourself slip into the bubble entirely. Just let yourself float away for a while. Disconnected from everything else. No worries. Just bliss. Consider it my little gift to you. But when you hear my voice calling you pet, the bubble will pop, and you will know exactly who and what you really are, and what you must do. Good. Well then, General, I really must be off now. Thank you for your hospitality. I'll be seeing you.